A really fast start, and you hold on down the stretch despite, you know, being cut down to a 7-point deficit. How was your team able to, you know, come out on top of this one and kind of weather the storm down the stretch?
I thought our kids just did a really good job of just locking down defensively, making them earn a lot of their points. I thought our transition game was really good tonight. I thought early on in the game we really focused in the first quarter and a half, especially defensively, got some key turnovers and really stretched that lead. And then down the stretch, knocking down some free throws, really running our offense, getting some open looks and that type of stuff. I mean, we would like to get more fouls called than what happened, but that's just how it is. But, you know, credit them. They battled back, and a lot of momentum changes in that game and whatnot, but guys just came to play, really stepped up in the absence of Jalen, and I just thought that it was a collective effort by our kids tonight, and they did a really good job.
Yeah, and whenever you're missing a guy like that out of the lineup, that's going to change game plans and things like that, right? How do you like about how your team was able to execute in that situation when, you know, you're missing your leading 20-point per game scorer?
Well, I think you see kind of what we're capable of in the personnel that we have, even in his absence. I think that we've got a lot of good kids. And they were just forced to step up, and they would have to extend some minutes on the floor that they normally wouldn't. But I thought that our guys just did a great job of just doing a lot of the little things. I mean, they really controlled the glass early in the game. I thought we really got a handle on that as the game went on. And again, just really making them work for their shots. You know, we're a little bit different team, obviously. We're at our best when Jalen's out there. Or in our rotation, I should say. But you can kind of see we're a little bit different with him not in there. But it's a little bit different kind of matchups for a lot of teams. And defensively, you know, we can really lean on people a little bit. And it just changes just kind of how we look a little bit with our transition game and offensive people personnel as well.
And game planning for a team like AP, I mean, you were able to really dial in and hold Mason Ritter, Tyler Wedeking pretty much off the scoreboard for most of the game, right? When it comes to those kinds of matchups, what did you like how you were able to, you know, defend those guys?
Well, I thought that our kids just understood what the scouting report said. We played them really, really well. I thought that our guys worked really hard on the inside with Ritter. He's a really good post player, posts up hard. And then the Wedeking kid just challenging shots and making it difficult for him to get some clean looks and that type of thing. Now, flip side of that, Waller had plus 20, you know, Campbell had nearly 20, you know, and we've obviously would like to not let that happen, but some of the points came at the foul line. They hit some big shots also, you know, those types of things, but, you know, they're good players. They practice too. Really good confidence booster for our kids moving forward, and, you know, just really proud of the effort tonight.
All right, and what's going to take to, you know, hopefully put a few more in the win column next week with a couple of long road trips to Olwine and Olwine Jessup, right? And then Sumner Fred back at home.
Yeah, I think that you mentioned it. You know, you've got, you know, you're still dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. You got to get on a bus and you got to go travel to somebody's home gym. And, you know, we saw the other night before break, you know, what people can do shooting in their own gym. And when you're not focused, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. So I think for us, the nice thing for us is we have a lot of upperclassmen, senior-laden team, had a lot of success in a lot of different sports. And we would lean on them to make sure that we're ready to go. So I don't think that's any different, and we'll be ready for those challenges.
All right, appreciate it, Coach.